This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Tuesday, April 14. The Lord. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 19. After Jesus had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. As he approached Bethphage and Bethany at the hill called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' say, 'The Lord needs it.' Those who were sent ahead went and found it just as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' They replied, 'The Lord needs it.' They brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt, and put Jesus on it. As he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. When he came near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest.' Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, 'Teacher, rebuke your disciples.' 'I tell you,' he replied, 'if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out.' As he approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it and said, 'If you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. The days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment against you and encircle you and hem you in on every side. They will dash you to the ground, you and the children within your walls. They will not leave one stone on another, because you did not recognize the time of God's coming to you.' When Jesus entered the temple courts, he began to drive out those who were selling. 'It is written,' he said to them, 'My house will be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers.' Every day he was teaching at the temple, but the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the leaders among the people were trying to kill him. Yet they could not find any way to do it, because all the people hung on his words." Let's take a look at Jesus' last week again, this time through Luke. Telling us about Jesus' ride into Jerusalem, Luke focuses on the people who got it right about Jesus. Jesus is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Luke even points out that these people were praising God with their shouts. The people are praising God, yet in the next scene, the religious leaders, Pharisees, say to Jesus, "Rebuke your disciples." Rebuke Jesus' followers for praising God? Luke wants us to see the absurdity of that. The leaders who are charged with teaching the people to praise, those spiritual leaders in whom God has invested the most, can't even recognize God when he walks or rides a young donkey among them. Before this event, Luke also includes a parable Jesus told about investing and using a king's resources wisely. In the parable, the servant in whom the king has invested the least hides the investment and reaches no return. But now we see the Pharisees, the servants in whom God the King has invested the most, acting the same way. The contrast is striking. They have hidden God's investment. God loves to invest in his people. And when we recognize and follow the work of our Lord, we have many opportunities to make that investment work for his kingdom. Let's make the best of God's investment in us today. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, please don't tire of investing in me. Help me to give a return of praise and a faithful witness of your love. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.